Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. From yesterday, July 7th, employees of Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe will be able to check whether masks are being worn on U-Bahn trains, buses, and trams. Anyone not wearing mouth and nose protection will have to pay a fine of 50 euros, independent of the fine that the state law enforcement agencies may impose. The new rule applies exclusively to BVG vehicles and stops and does not apply to the S-Bahn. Per a report in the Morgenpost, the number of complaints filed against the Berlin police has decreased in recent years. In response to a question from Green MP Benedikt Lux, in 2019, the Police Complaints Office received 1,820 complaints compared to 1,866, 1,944, and 2,016 in the three previous years. Only slightly more than 10% of them are considered justified by the police. Most complaints in 2019 came from citizens about alleged inactivity and the tone of voice or argumentation of police officers, questions of legal protection, or the processing of cases. Rarely did anyone criticize the appearance and uniform or the behavior of police officers in private. Even fewer complaints were received about xenophobic discrimination or discrimination based on sexual orientation. The police classified 69% of all complaints as unjustified, 12% were therefore justified, and 19% could not be clarified. Over the years, these figures have remained virtually unchanged. The police have two staff units for the handling of complaints, which stated that 20% of the complaints come from a small number of people. For example, one citizen alone had written more than 1,000 complaints over the years. Mr. Lux emphasized, quote, "The complaints office at the Berlin Police Department performs an important task. In the future, this is to be supplemented by the ombudsman and the police commissioner. An independent control could ensure mutual understanding and acceptance in cases of conflict. Trust in the police is indispensable. Another important prerequisite is that every reasonable suspicion of misconduct is investigated." From next year on, especially at the request of the Left and the Greens, there will be an independent police and ombudsman's office in Berlin with a large staff. The commissioner will be the contact person for complaints about state authorities. In addition, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the SPD, the Left, and the Greens passed the controversial anti-discrimination law at the beginning of June, which is intended to protect people from being discriminated against by authorities because of their ethnicity, skin color, or origins, and allows those affected to sue for compensation. A broad front of critics argued that the law places all police officers under a blanket of suspicion and makes their work more difficult. However, separate from the police force, the Greens anticipate many lawsuits in the school sector when it comes to providing places for pupils, and the same applies to the health sector, for example, when it comes to citizens with disabilities. For a numerical breakdown of the types of complaints received against the police in 2019, please follow the link in our show notes. According to a result of a parliamentary question by the CDU in the House of Representatives, and as reported in the Tagesspiegel, Berlin's Charité Hospital suffered a loss of millions during the corona crisis. Mark Schreiner of the Berlin Hospital Association stated, quote, "We received an order at the beginning of March to immediately stop all planned interventions. This had not only deprived the Charité, but also the other Berlin hospitals of income." Per the report, 12,644 patients were being treated as inpatients in April of 2019. In April 2020, the figure was only 7,809, a decrease of 38.2%. In May, the decline compared to the previous year was 27.9%. As a result, it lost 44.3 million euros in revenue in the lockdown phase between mid-March and the end of May alone. In addition, €30 million were spent on Corona conversions, new equipment, and protective material, amounting to a deficit of almost €75 million. Health expert Wolfgang Albers criticized that hospitals alone are therefore left with handling the finances and deficits, that the funds provided by the rescue package would not cover the costs sufficiently, and is calling for an even faster return to normality in Berlin hospitals. According to Charité, it has already almost returned to normal as 90% of regular operations have now been resumed. According to Berlin police, on Monday, a so-called Coke taxi caught the attention of a plainclothes police officer and was taken out of service together with its driver. The police found 13 pre-packed portions of cocaine and €1,000 in cash. The off-duty officer who parked his car in Kreuzberg had been approached by a man on Thursday who mistook him for a dealer. The officer then observed another car, which the man got in, got out again, and then he passed the officer and happily showed him a small plastic container of cocaine. The officer followed the car and informed colleagues who then stopped and searched the vehicle. The drugs were found in a sock under the cover of the gear stick. Per the RBB reporting, marijuana, cocaine, and amphetamines are often ordered via the internet and then delivered by dealers in inconspicuous small cars. While police are aware of these channels, they have difficulties with prosecution as the servers and ordering services are partly located abroad. Most of the drivers are small-scale dealers, the consumers are of little interest under criminal law, and it's difficult to get to the individuals who are behind them. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.